searching for an answer, a ray of hope in a hopeless world. Who can we turn to? Where is our rescue? There is someone, he's the answer, he's the light and he'll light the way. His name is Jesus, and he came to save us. He is the light, 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 light of the world, that he shines, shines, shines all over the earth, shining bright, bright, bright. He is the light of the world. The light, 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 light of the world, that he shines, shines, shines all over the earth, shining bright, bright, bright. He is the light of the world. We're searching for an answer, ray of hope in a hopeless world. Who can we turn to? Where is our rescue? There is someone, he's the answer, he's the light and he'll light the way. His name is Jesus, he came to save us. He is the light, 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 light of the world, and he shines, shines, shines all over the earth, shining bright, bright, bright. The light, 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 light of the world, and he shines, shines, shines all over the earth, shining bright, bright, bright. He is the light of the world. Whoa, 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 whoa. All over the earth, shining bright, bright, bright. He is the light of the world.
Your turn?
Yeah.
Another day, okay?
After what?
Oh, maybe when you get back later from Houston. How's that? Okay? He's ready to sing, too. You may return to your seats. Colton, wow.
Good job, Colton. Nice job.
Nice job.
Not quite.
Got to have a baby baptized, right? Let's have the family come forward. And the sponsors. Welcome. My friends, we turn into the insert. They were bringing children to Jesus that Jesus might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, Jesus was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the realm of God like a child shall not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. Jesus says, unless we are born anew, we cannot see the reign of God. Unless we are born of water and the Spirit, we cannot enter God's new order. Paul the Apostle said, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into Christ's death. We were buried, therefore, with Christ by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of God, we too might walk in the newness of life. Sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. This is the water of baptism. Out of this water we rise with new life, forgiven of sin and one with Christ, members of Christ's body. I ask Angie and Eric, do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? And I invite also now Tim and Holly. Will you encourage this child to renounce the powers of evil and to receive the freedom of new life in Christ? Will you teach this child that she may be led to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciples, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? We do with the help of God. Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with this child in the Christian faith, to help this child to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so that she may affirm her baptism? My friends, Jesus calls us to make disciples of all nations and to offer them the gift of grace in baptism. Do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love, support, and care to the one about to be baptized as she lives and grows in Christ? We promise our love, support, and care. Let us stand as we affirm our faith. Let us unite with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. Do you believe in God?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
You may be seated. Christ be with you. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your saving word. Before the world had shape and form, your spirit moved over the waters. Out of the waters of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth with the waters of the flood, and your ark of salvation bore a new beginning. In the time of Moses, your people Israel passed through the Red Sea waters from slavery to freedom and crossed the flowing Jordan to enter the promised land. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan, became living water to a woman at the Samaritan well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize all the nations by water and the Holy Spirit. Blessed by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water, by your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in the one baptized this day, that she may rise in Christ. Glory to you, eternal God, the one who was and is and shall always be, world without end, and let the people say, Amen.
Amen.
By what name shall this child be called?
Sydney Anson.
Sydney Ann Sadowska, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are a child of God, a disciple of Christ, and a member of Christ's church.
be to God.
Hi, friends. I want to introduce to you Sydney Ann Sadowska and invite you to welcome her into this congregation. I believe both parents were confirmed here. Yes. So we, those of you who've been here a little while, recognize them. You see her, Colton? Okay. Yeah. See? Let us pray for the one baptized this day. Gracious God, you have filled the world with joy by giving us the gift of Jesus. Bless this newly baptized person. May she be filled with joy. May she be never be ashamed to confess a personal faith in you. Bless Eric and Angela and Addie. May they always show their gratitude for the life you have given them by loving and caring for Sydney. Bless these, your faithful people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. You did good. Even with having to change my microphone. What a cute thank you. Well, that's never happened, that my microphone dies while I'm doing one, a baptism. The gospel reading today is the very familiar story of Nicodemus. And in it, you will hear a very familiar text. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses was lifted up and just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are you born again? How do you answer that question? I always feel awkward when someone asks me, never quite sure what to say or how to answer. And how the answer might be interpreted. I sometimes feel that the questioner is ready to pounce and to judge. If I don't answer correctly, I'm not a Christian, or I will go to hell, it seems, according to their evaluation. I often say to be born again is not language that I use usually. However, Jesus does. And Nicodemus is completely confused. How can we be born again? How can we return to the womb? But the word that Jesus uses, anathen, can also be translated born from above or born anew. Nicodemus wants us to know about the signs that Jesus does. Like, he wants to know about that changing of water into wine, and he wants to know what happened just recently, that Jesus was chasing the thieves, the robbers, out of the temple. But Jesus, on the other hand, wants him and us to see the kingdom of God. And to do that, we need to be born anew. I happened on a terrible car accident 19 years ago. It was 19 years ago this Friday. I was beginning to function as a chaplain to our fire and EMS department, and seeing that they were already there, I walked very carefully on the black ice against a bitter wind to the scene. I heard the man groaning while the paramedic told me out of his hearing that he was not going to survive. I stuck my head through the back window and heard him crying out, "Oh God." And each time he did, I finished his sentence. "Oh God, take away his pain. Oh God, give him strength. Oh God, give him hope. Oh God, give him peace." Carl survived the accident, and we still talk. He tells me he prays for me every day. He can recite the words I say each Sunday. "May the words that I speak be faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may you hear what the Spirit intends for your ears this day." He can say it just as fast as I can, having heard it and been in my congregation maybe 3 or 4 times. Somehow, Carl, in his pain, heard those words, the words the Spirit intended for his ears, and his life was forever transformed. He did the hard work of physical therapy, and let me tell you, it was hard work. He has learned how to live his life legally blind. He attends Mass every morning at 6 a.m., getting a ride from someone else. He now fixes lawnmowers and snowblowers. He's raised his 2 sons to be successful in the world and very nice young men, actually. He goes to the Masonic home each Sunday, he's probably there right now, to wheel the residents to an ecumenical worship service. Death came very near to Carl, and he was born again, or anew, or more accurately, from above. However, we don't have to get that close to a physical death to be born from above. Today in her baptism, Sydney is born from above. And my hope is so were Angie and Eric and Tim and Holly. I hope each time we renew our promises, and I hope that all of us, when the parents are saying the promises, we're saying along with them in our heart. I hope each time we renew our promises before God, we are born again. That our past is put behind us and that we choose to live a new life. Though our choosing is not enough. Because as you heard them say, and as we all need to say, "I will with the help of God." With the help of God. You see, to be born from above, the Holy Spirit must be allowed to be active in our lives. That Spirit is always ready. However, we need to be open to the Spirit's work. Our part is to seek God's kingdom and to work with the Spirit for that kingdom daily. God's kingdom is where God, love for God, neighbor, and self is, where there is peace with justice for all, where the hungry are fed and the naked are clothed and the oppressed freed and the alien welcomed. That's the kingdom of God. That's what we need to work toward. That's what we are called to be about. The sacrament of holy baptism is a dying to the old way of life. But truly, every day a bit of us dies. Each day, we have challenges and have to regroup, change and be changed. Death comes to us not only at the end of life, my friends. Death comes in traumatic and major events of life, and even in the little events of life. Those events like surgeries and accidents and death of loved ones, job losses and changes, divorce. Death comes even in the birth of little ones and weddings, because y'all can tell me that your lives changed
And you had to put something to death as you brought in new life. Am I guessing right? I haven't had a baby, but life changes. In our lives, we need to let go of what was and begin new life. Many times, we need to be born again. Often, we need to change our lives because the old ways we have been doing things, or the ways we've believed, the things we've believed, they don't no longer work for us. And those things need to die. When with the Spirit's help, we are born again, we find new life. God offers us a new heart while helping us change our heart. How is it that we are born again? Well, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world. That means the world, no exceptions. God's love is for everyone on earth, everyone who ever lived, everyone who lives today, and everyone who shall ever live. God's love is for everyone. For all the world, God gave his only Son, that all who believe in him, not believing in a particular set of doctrine, not believing in some words, not believing in what our parents taught us, but believing in a new relationship, knowing a deepening relationship with the one in whom we live and move and have our being. Believing is more than believing. It is new life with the one who died for us. And through him we may not perish, but have eternal life. Now that eternal life is not only life as many interpret it, as life in heaven. Eternal life happens right here on earth when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Eternal life is walking with Jesus, trusting in the Lord, working with the Lord. Eternal life, don't wait for it. It's now. Jesus did not come to condemn us, but to save us. This born-again stuff does not have to do with terrifying the hell out of us. To be born again leads to a new heart, which leads to salvation. And as we know that salvation, as we know that we are recipients of God's love, and is that not salvation? As we know that salvation, with the Spirit's help, we are reborn from above. We choose to be in relationship with the one who died and was lifted up on the cross. We choose to be in relationship with the beloved Son, who shows us that death brings new life again. New life, not only after physical death, but new life in our renewed relationship with him in this life. Baptism and Lent are times to renew our relationship with God and Jesus Christ. These are days when we are particularly reminded to walk with Jesus every day, because Jesus loves us, as the Bible tells us so. The one who is strong when we are weak guides us to new life and a new heart. Yes, friends, we are born again. May our faith in Jesus Christ and our love for Jesus be strengthened. May our love for God be evident to all. May we each be born again, accepting a new heart through the love of Jesus and the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen.